This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load.
A couple of people that are involved with the show, one that goes by the name of Desert Eagle in the chat room, he is going through a whole lot of treatment at a VA in Arizona. And if you're listening out there, I want you to know I'm thinking about you. And a young fellow named Charles Anderson, who was texting me, telling me some things that caused me a little concern. I'm thinking about you. So that's out of the way. The Sun Sentinel is a newspaper out of Florida, and they did not hold back in their piece about the Broward County school officials and their Promise program. This is the program that shuns disciplinary actions for students that possibly commit felonious acts, all enacted under the Obama era. In 2011, the Obama White House wanted to keep more kids in schools, and Broward School Superintendent Robert W. Runsey endorsed it, and a 2013 promise went into effect. Paul Sperry wrote in Real Clear Investigations about how the program has created a climate of chaos in school districts where discipline has become non-existent to the point where students know they can't be expelled, which then leads to assaults on teachers. Coming from Real Clear Investigations, Broward County adopted a lenient disciplinary policy similar to those adopted by many other districts under pressure from the Obama administration to reduce racial disparities in suspensions and expulsions, said Peter Kiersenow, a black conservative on the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights in Washington. In many of these districts, the drive to get our numbers right has produced disastrous results, with startling increases in both the number and severity of disciplinary offenses, including assaults and beatings of teachers and students. For example, in St. Paul, Minnesota, right where my studio, where my network is, a high school science teacher was beaten and choked out by a 16-year-old student who allegedly came up behind him and called him a blanking white cracker and put him in a stranglehold before bashing his head into a concrete wall and pavement. The student, Fonte O'Bannon, got 90 days of electronic home monitoring and anger management counseling for the December 2015 attack. Kiersenow said that in just the first year after the Obama administration issued its anti-discipline edict, public schools failed to expel more than 30,000 students, 30,000 students, who physically attacked teachers or staff across the country. Previously, if you hit a teacher, you're gone. And now that's no longer the case. No district has taken this new approach further than Broward County. The core of the approach is a program called Promise, preventing recidivism through opportunities, mentoring, intervention, support, and education, which substitutes counseling for criminal detention for students who break the law. Marjorie Stoneman Douglas shooter Nicholas Cruz was part of this program. Runice tried to deny it, but finally admitted he was referred to it in 2013 after he committed an act of vandalism. Broward School District officials admitted Sunday that the confessed Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School's gunman was assigned to a controversial disciplinary program after the superintendent repeatedly claimed that Nicholas Cruz had no connection to the alternative punishment designed to limit on-campus arrests. Two sources with knowledge of Cruz's discipline records told WLRN he was referred to the so-called Promise Program for a three-day stint after committing vandalism at West Glades Middle School in 2013. Did he attend the program? No. No, he didn't finish the prescribed three-day course. Why? School officials won't say. So in a lengthy piece, the Sun Sentinel did not hold back, saying that this program allowed troubled students like Cruz to slide. It's got to the point where teachers in Broward are being told not to take drastic disciplinary actions to avoid tarnishing the school's image, which has taken pride in its increased graduation rates and reductions in the number of students being suspended or expelled. Stephen Miller at Red State, or at Red Stees, on Twitter said, okay, who at the NRA got to the journalists at Florida Sun Sentinel? This is extremely damning on the superintendent and school system in Parkland. Coming from WLRN, we get Broward schools have grown so tolerant of misbehavior that students like Cruz are able to slide by for years without strict punishment for conduct that would be criminal. The culture of leniency allows children to engage in an endless loop of violations and second chances, creating a system where kids who commit the same offense for the 10th time may be treated like it's the first, according to records and interviews with people familiar with the process. The culture of leniency allows children to engage in an endless loop of violations. Well, they put... Okay, anyway. Now, Cruz was suspended at least 67 days over less than a year and a half at West Glades Middle School, and his problems continued at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School until he finally was forced to leave. The South Florida Sun Sentinel obtained Cruz's discipline records, reviewed discipline policies, and found, one, students can be considered first-time offenders even if they commit the same offenses year after year. Two, the district's claim of reforming bad behavior is exaggerated. Three, lenient discipline has an added PR benefit for the district. Lower suspensions, expulsions, and arrests, along with rising graduation rates. The program, the pride of Superintendent Robert Runcie, was designed to use counseling and mentoring to help students avoid the school-to-prison pipeline. Under former zero-tolerance policies, black students ended up suspended, expelled, and arrested at rates that have been widely disproportionate to their peers. Desmond Blackburn, then Broward's chief school performance and accountability officer, specifically instructed teachers and staff in a video years ago to challenge and nurture students while using suspensions, expulsions, and arrests as absolute last resorts. Now many teachers and parents say Broward has created a culture in which teachers are expressly told or subtly pressured not to send students to the administration for punishment, so their image is not tarnished. So what's the promise? What's the process for the promise program? They added a student can commit a subsequent infraction without being considered a repeat offender as long as it's not the exact same violation in the exact same year. The following year, they start with a clean slate. Tim Sternberg, a former assistant principal at Pine Ridge Educational Center, whom the Sentinel interviewed and who helped enact the program, said it was problematic since students could develop a mindset that it's okay to commit a felony because you get a clean slate every year. And as for the data, he told the paper they aren't tracking kids over time. And then he detailed how these therapy sessions operate. So rather than focus on punishment, restorative justice seeks to repair the harm done. It's not even really punishment. It's more like therapy. Delinquents gather in healing circles with counselors, sometimes even the victims of their crime, and talk about their feelings and root causes of their anger. Students who participate in the sessions and respond appropriately to difficult situations are rewarded by counselors with prizes called choice rewards, which they select in advance. Parents are asked to chip in money to help pay for the rewards. Listed among the district's restorative justice partners is the Broward Sheriff's Office. Deputies and local police officers, as well as court officials, routinely attend meetings with Promise leaders where they receive training in such emotional support programs. They also include a separate juvenile system of care rather than the regular court system, where delinquents and parents are counseled about the consequences of getting caught up in the criminal system. So basically, they're under siege in the school system there, and the school administration can't seem to give a cogent answer as to why they have so many records on Cruz as well. So, there we have it. The FBI had all these tips, everybody had all these tips and everything, and still he moved around freely. And then, in February, he popped. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Lock and Load. designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented wear counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Now then, you hear about the Trump country bubble and the leftist bubble, though the latter one, the leftist bubble, is much, much denser. There could be one that could rival the dome encompassing Hillary's America. The anti-gun bubble could be denser.
You'd think after multiple tragedies and shoddy reporting concerning gun terminology, the media would learn something, and they haven't, and it's gotten worse. And after the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School shooting in February, the media still doesn't know the difference between semi-automatic and automatic. One outlet thought a shotgun was an AR-15 rifle, and the media still doesn't know that an AR-15 is a very popular rifle. You can hunt with it. It's great for self-defense, and millions of Americans own them. They don't know the laws either. The age to purchase rifles and shotguns has been 18 for years. Recently, David Hogg, a Marjory Stoneman Douglas student and anti-gun activist, dropped his 5-point plan for gun control. And for me, this just reinforces what we know about pro-gun control America. They don't know the laws. Now, his 5-point platform is very straightforward. On Twitter, he puts out comment, why you do or don't support our 5-point program below, 5-point platform below. I want to try responding to as many people as I can. Number one, CDC funding for research into gun violence. They already have that. They can research gun violence all they want. As a matter of fact, they have done so. They have done it twice in recent memory, and they've come up with the same conclusions both times, corroborating Gary Kleck, by the way. Number two, universal background checks. Universal background checks are simply never going to happen nationally because that means they would have to have a national registry. We know this because the Justice Department has already said this. It does not work unless there is a registry. Number three, digitization of ATF records. Which records? You're not supposed to keep 4473s on file. Which records? Number four, and here we're getting into the good old tried and true ones that everybody seems to constantly pine for, a high-capacity magazine ban, and number five, an assault weapons ban. Now, Hogg, along with Cameron Caskey and Emma Gonzalez, also Marjory students, have become the new face of the effort to curb gun rights in America. All three are activists. All three could be linked to the spike in gun control activism, but also the rise in gun sales, National Rifle Association membership increases and boosts in their fundraising. And yes, they scored a win when Florida Governor Rick Scott signed an anti-gun bill into law after the tragic shooting, banning bump stocks, providing more funding for mental health programs, the establishment of an anonymous tip line, and increasing the age to purchase firearms to 21. The latter provision, by the way, is that last one is unconstitutional and prompted the NRA to sue the state. And they scored a win with an NRA-friendly Republican governor. And so this wasn't business as usual. Yet the platform is riddled with inaccuracy. First and foremost, there is no ban on funding for gun violence studies by the CDC. There is only a ban on them advocating for gun control, which is a political position. CDC cannot take taxpayer money and advocate for gun control. Sorry. Sorry is the day is long. Sorry about that. Background checks are conducted for all sales through FFL licensed dealers, where they're, you know, that's where the vast majority of Americans purchase their guns. Even FFL dealers who rent space for gun shows have to do a background check on all purchases. The digitization of the ATF records is something that can be debated, but on the periphery. It won't stop mass shootings. And the ATF isn't supposed to keep permanent records in general, as we do not have a national registry. Also, these records used for tracing for gun crimes are eventually digitized. As for the so-called assault weapons ban, it won't reduce gun crime, and that's something that even leftist gun reporters have concluded. Even data crunchers at sites like 538 have admitted that UK-based gun reforms and what the anti-gun left peddles won't yield the results they're craving, and it could lead to a very bad public policy. Coming from WAPO, I believe, I can't remember this lady's name, but she wrote, before I started researching gun deaths, gun control policy used to frustrate me. I wish the NRA would stop blocking common sense gun control reforms such as banning assault weapons, restricting silencers, shrinking magazine sizes, and all the other measures that can make guns less deadly. Then my colleagues and I at 538 spent 3 months analyzing all 33,000 lives ended by guns each year in the United States, and I wound up frustrated in a whole new way. We looked at what interventions might have saved these people, and the case for the policy that I'd lobbied for crumbled when I examined the evidence. The best ideas left standing were narrowly tailored interventions to protect subtypes of potential victims, not broad attempts to limit the lethality of guns. I researched the strictly tightened gun laws in Britain and Australia and concluded that they didn't prove much about what America's policy should be. Neither nation experienced drops in mass shootings or other gun-related crime that could be attributed to their buybacks and bans. Mass shootings are too rare in Australia for their absence after the buyback program to be clear evidence of progress. And in both Australia and Britain, the gun restrictions had an ambiguous effect on other gun-related crimes or deaths. So the anti-gun left has just rehashed what they mostly have clamored for in years past, and the only difference is that now they're using high school kids to do it. None of this is going to pass now. That could all change. But right now, none of this is going to pass. Now, the midterms are coming up. This is why the midterms are very important. The midterms are coming up, and we definitely don't need to let anything slide. I know some people are out there saying, well, Bill, the Republicans haven't done what they said. I know that all. But most of the, now remember, a lot of these guys are quitting. They're not running for re-election. They don't like working in Trump's Congress. So we're liable to see something brand new coming. We just have to have a supporting cast for the star, which is the president. And if we get a supporting cast that's worth having, then we might actually do something worth seeing. I'm glad Paul Ryan is going. I'm glad a bunch of these guys are going. Jeff Flake, we'll see you later, brother. Have a good one. I'm waiting to see what we get. The generic ballot and everything else. I don't follow the polls. I'm not going to give any credence to the polls. I still think this could turn into a bloodbath for them. The economy is rocking. That matters to a lot of people. That's why Trump got into office in the first place, because of the economy. So, it's all coming up soon. Get ready to go vote. November's coming. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. But designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Coming to you from live. Let me try that again. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. It's not like I don't do that 12 times a day and should know how to do that, right? Back in 2015, many people were eager to see Cuba. The Castro regime played on that curiosity and ran all types of advertisements, calling on people to see it for themselves. It was the ultimate curiosity adventure. Come down and see Havana. All the 1950s Cadillacs and tell your friends in the leftist college paradise that you saw the future and everyone has health care. Well, it looks like the U.S. tourists did not like what they saw. They don't want to see it again. They probably figured out quickly that Cubans want to leave the socialist paradise. The latest from the U.S. tourism in Cuba, according to a story that I saw, is during the first 3 months of this year, 95,520 Americans came to Cuba, a 40% drop from the same period last year, according to Cuban government statistics. The decrease in Americans seeking to discover one of tourism's last forbidden fruits is hurting this island's access to hard cash and setting back the effort to reestablish ties between U.S. citizens and communist Cuba. Not good, as they would say. No bueno. Wonder if Raul Castro was calling former President Obama screaming, ¿Qué pasó? What happened with all those tourists that were supposed to come down? So let me share with you what I've heard about going to Cuba. A couple that recently went to Cuba complained that there are not enough hotel rooms, the air conditioner does not always work, and getting around is a pain in the you-know-what. In other words, Cuba is great if they fly you into a tourist trap on the coast and you enjoy the beach. It is not for the rest who want to walk around and see the country for themselves. And a Dallas friend who was curious said that it's not pleasant to see the Cuba behind the curtain or the Cubans living in damaged homes or lacking everything. I mean, once you look around a little bit, it becomes quite distressing. And I'm sure you've heard your own stories. The Castro regime apologists, of course, are blaming it on Trump. In reality, the problem is that Cuba is no tourism destination, unless you're going there for ideological reasons. And you want to know who knows that Castro's Cuba stinks? The tourists who came saw the awful truth and have no plans to come back. Now, for those of you who may be sitting around thinking about your self-defense plan and everything else as I segue interesting way. One thing that you're going to do when you're training for your self-defense setup is you have to understand that your plan needs to be to survive and escape. You don't need to wade in and fight. Now, and I mean this in all sincerity, and I spent a lot of my life learning martial arts, and I can tell you that 99% of all martial arts training is useless, at least as it applies to, say, law enforcement types. Some of you out there probably have things like third-degree black belts and years of training, and, you know, you may want to take my head off, but let me qualify why I would make this kind of a statement. I began this journey of my life as a martial artist, and I spent 20-some-odd years training in one art or another almost every day of my life. So I can knowledgeably criticize martial arts from that side of the fence. Secondly, law enforcement types that are black belts or who train regularly in martial arts are a very, very small minority. Probably the same minority that actually trains with their guns off duty. Yes, your skills and training may very well save your life in a hand-to-hand combat situation, but you're not going to be the average cop. And like I said, most cops don't even have time to go to the range, let alone spend hours a week maintaining a set of skills that requires complex coordination, split-second timing, and instantaneous reflexes just to be able to use some of this stuff correctly. I have seen, and I have trained with one, police officers that put thousands of rounds through their pistol training in a particular shooting presentation and stance. But in actual shooting incidents, you may very well see them standing flat-footed in no stance, shooting their pistol in one hand straight out and fully front extended, firing away. What happened to the stance? What happened to the years of training and hours of practice? Why don't these skills show up when the officer needs them the most? And that's because training is one thing, and a fight for life or death is something very, very, very different. But what I want to address here is not really martial arts. It's not arrest and control. It's not a defensive tactic. It's survival, if you will. When you're faced with a life or death situation, there's only one objective that counts. There's only one reason you carry a gun. There's only one reason you stay fit as far as in a self-defense mode, and that's to survive. Forget about winning. Forget about subduing your opponent or having them tap out or choking them out. And forget about arresting the bad guy. If you don't survive, you can't do any of those things. Now, as far as 99% of all martial arts training is useless, it's very simple when you step back to look at it objectively. Martial arts training is for martial artists. Combatives, defensive tactics, fighting skills, close quarter combat, whatever you want to call it, is a horse of a different color. These are skill sets to be used against a deadly attacker. And there is a marked difference between them, trust me. You know, martial arts have a set of rules. Fighting for your life doesn't. The vast majority of law enforcement are not martial artists, and the only type of training they're exposed to is during their academy training or maybe an occasional 8-hour seminar here and there spread out over a career. And unfortunately, most training and certainly most of the seminar training available to LEO consists of martial arts taught by martial artists in a martial arts format. So what it comes down to is you cannot teach Mozart to someone who sits down at a piano for the first time. Now, if you've ever attended a training seminar, you can relate to statements like, where did he put his feet? Was he using his left or right hand? Wait a minute, I think he grabbed him like this. No, it was that way. You can't even remember what the instructor said, let alone even use some highly complex technique in the high stress of a life or death struggle. Then there are instructors teaching knife fighting and other fighting techniques as part of their program, and you might as well be learning how to play the piano. I have been wondering if there's such a thing as knife fighting. And you shouldn't waste 1 minute learning or training in something that is a fairy tale. So as far as fighting skills are concerned, being in a fight absolutely the last place you ever want to find yourself. If you are engaged in a fight, so many variables immediately come into play that your chances of injury or death are going to skyrocket. The problem with the majority of current training methodologies as they relate to hand-to-hand combat, and I'm not going to differentiate between armed and unarmed, is that they teach a variety and often confusing mix of finite, complex motor skills and try to force them to be used in a situation where only gross motor skills and brute strength are the available options. The relationship between high-stress combat environments and the physiological chemical reactions in the human body cannot be questioned. This has been proven time and time again. Shooters have known about reactions to high-stress scenarios since the first studies done during the Civil War. Certain things you can do and will do in combat, and there are things you will not and cannot do in combat. We should tailor our training to reflect the reality of the situation. So, unfortunately, in the field of hand-to-hand combat, those principles have not been applied until very recently. When you're in law enforcement, you got to put yourself out there. That's the problem. You got to put yourself out there. So the bottom line is this. You should always approach every situation with at least a primary mental plan of action. And if you do that alone, you've shortened your reaction time should the dynamics of the situation suddenly change. So be prepared for the worst and thankful when it works out for the best. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. N62318.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 on the radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Now, after a psycho, and there's really no more accurate way to describe this guy, shot 40 people, killing 21 of them in San Cedro, California, McDonald's in 1984, Assemblyman Art Agnos had this to say. The only use for assault weapons is to shoot people, he told the Assembly Public Safety Committee in June 1985. San Jose Police Chief Joseph McNamara concurred, these are weapons of war. They are made to kill people, and they are all over California. There's no legitimate use for them. Nobody hunts deer with them. What is it about deer that you got to be able to kill a deer with it for it to be a legitimate weapon, I guess. And the civilian disarmament industrial complex has been using some variant of that same argument ever since, to various degrees of effectiveness. It didn't matter that that shooter that day in 1984 used a 9mm handgun, a shotgun, and an Uzi 9mm carbine. As far as anyone who wanted fewer firearms in the hands of Americans was concerned, these were assault weapons. That part always just cracks me up when they get out there and it's, you know, just, it's complete and total misdirection. Complete and total misdirection. But I digress. Reasons, Jacob Sullum does a very nice job of using history and facts in the service of explaining the assault weapons phenomenon and the efforts to regulate them for whatever good it does. Assault weapons fire no faster than any other semi-automatic, like a Glock 19 or a Ruger 10-22 hunting rifle, but politicians routinely conflate them with automatic weapons or machine guns, which have not been legally produced for civilians in the United States since 1986. You can still buy them, you just can't buy one that's been made prior to or post-1986. So, prohibitionists like Feinstein argue that assault weapons are good for nothing but mass shooting and gang warfare, despite the fact that there's only a tiny percentage of these guns that are ever used to commit crimes. They say these firearms are weapons of choice for mass shooters, who are in fact much more likely to use handguns, and claim they're uniquely deadly, even though the category is defined based on features that make little or no difference in the hands of a murderer. And all of that, by the way, is true. So, it's not like the gun-grabbing industry is deterred by the little inconveniences like facts, for example. They have emotion on their side. Josh Sugarman, founder and executive director of the Violence Policy Center,
laid out this strategy of misdirection and obfuscation in a 1988 report on assault weapons and accessories in America. He observed then that the weapons' menacing looks, coupled with the public confusion over fully automatic machine guns versus semi-automatic assault weapons, anything that looks like a machine gun is assumed to be a machine gun, can only increase the chance of public support for restrictions on these weapons. So in other words, it's all based upon a lie. Ever heard that? We can argue these details till we are blue in the face. I do it 5 days a week. But unfortunately, that ship has long since sailed. As a result, we now have a smattering of state-level assault weapons bans. The dearly departed Clinton federal ban expired way back in 2004. You know, the one that had zero effect on gun violence. There is little evidence that the assault weapon ban had an impact on gun deaths at all. University of Pennsylvania criminologist Christopher Coper says there's little evidence. We cannot clearly credit the ban with any of the nation's recent drop in gun violence. They wrote that in a 2004 report commissioned by the National Institute of Justice. There's been no discernible reduction in the lethality and injuriousness of gun violence based on indicators like the percentage of gun crimes resulting in death or the share of gunfire incidents resulting in injury. They concluded that should the assault weapons ban be renewed, the ban's effects on gun violence are likely to be small at best and perhaps too small for reliable measurement. And you don't need an Ivy League researcher to tell you why. Rifles, maybe even those loosely defined as assault weapons, are virtually never used in the commission of crimes. And even though they've been used in high-profile mass shootings like Aurora, Sandy Hook, Parkland, Sutherland Springs, Las Vegas, even that's unusual. Contrary to the impression left by press coverage, highlighting the scary-looking rifle, handguns are also the most common choice for mass shooters. A Mother Jones review of mass shootings between 82 and 2012 found that 66% of the weapons were handguns, while 14% would qualify as an assault weapon, under the definition used in Feinstein's 2013 attempt. The Dianne Feinsteins of the world are nothing if not determined. The obvious answer to that problem, broaden the definition, don't you know? Just broaden that old definition up. And she did exactly that in the latest iteration of her gun-grabbing windmill tilting effort she introduced last fall. She no longer thinks we need to worry about bayonet mounts, but she is now sounding the alarm about the ominous barrel shroud, a covering that protects the shooter's hand from the heat generated by firing a rifle. On an AR-15, we would call that a quad rail now. She has also added rocket launchers to the equally fanciful grenade launchers as prohibited accessories. I love having my ARs with rocket launchers and grenade launchers on it. Crimes committed with rifle-mounted grenade or rocket launchers are about as common in the United States as crimes committed with a rifle-mounted bayonet. The language battle is lost, unfortunately. Even the people that are supposedly on our side use the term assault weapon. Question now is, do we lose more than that? And given the broad interpretation of the Heller decision, its common use language, and the court's reluctance to hear any appeal of bans upheld by lower courts, Heller has come to mean very little now. This highly differential approach by the Supreme Court should alarm anyone who values the constitutional right to arms of self-defense. If a broad ban on firearms can be upheld based on conjecture that the public might feel safer, Clarence Thomas wrote, while being no safer at all, then the Second Amendment guarantees nothing. Assault weapon, okay? If you want to keep score, an assault weapon can be literally anything. It does not have to be a bullet launcher, per se. It can be a bludgeon. It can be a blade. It can be hands and feet. You can take somebody and hold their head underwater, in which case it's, I guess, the assault weapon
or the cause of death would be drowning, which is not even a weapon at all. So, the question becomes, and I mean, there is no doubt what I'm talking about is true here. If I pull the mail, and I love using the mailbox thing because the likelihood of somebody using a mailbox in an assault is very limited. But it is possible. And if I pull it up and I swing my mailbox on the end of the big old, piece of lumber that's sticking it in the ground or the square of lumber, whatever it is, and I hit you with it, that I have just assaulted you. The assault weapon was the mailbox. Now, knowing that assault weapons are on a case-by-case basis, why then do they go after semi-automatic rifles with such fervor? Well, there's a lot of reasons for that, I'm sure. One of them is that because they feel like that, you know, in order for them, that would just be a first step. They know exactly how many of those are actually used in certain, you know, certain crimes. They know. This is nothing new for them. And since they know that this would never actually do what they say it's going to do, so then they would have to go after handguns and shotguns and muzzle loaders, and before long, all guns, and then there's just nothing left. And then guess what? The progressive utopia occurs. So, that's their thing. Going after the low-hanging fruit. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
The Roman Legions, the Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.